They owe the husband has to support her because of the work that she does. Or more kesef tachas meiser. And he has to give her the extra money because of the extra money she'll give him. Now, the chivon, the loyko yod lomoy kesef. Here we're talking about he doesn't give her the extra spending money. Is a male lomoyser, they don't have a. The extra money she makes also belongs to her. So therefore, can't be chal, the hegdish can't be chal when she's alive. Because when she's alive, she deserves the extra money. Rav Adam Arava Sova know that tiknu mezoynes tachas moiser, that their mesakan husband has to support her because of the extra money that she makes. Or more kesef, that the husband has to give her an extra spending money, tachas mais yader, that's instead of the mais yader that she gets, the paycheck that she makes. Now, the chiv on the koyoyiv lo mezoynes, since here we're talking about the husband is supporting her, therefore moiser didehevi, therefore the extra money that she makes goes straight to him. Since the money goes straight to him right now when he's alive, therefore the hegdish could be chal right now. Mar says, "My kavifleg, what's the machlekes then? Masav midi deshchichi, midi deshchichi, that there are masakin things that happen very often." Rashi says, "Mezoyin neshchichi, she has to get fed. That happens often. Oh my, see there that she makes a paycheck to support herself is also shchiach. So the masakin, what happens often, connect what happens often. Oh masav, everyone else know midi dekayitz and midi dekayitz." So the mesakin, this more keneged what kites, Rashi says, more kesef of kites. This extra kesef of has to pay you, that kites, that's the exact amount. On my see, there's also kites. Kanan, my yaisa. The Mishnah Levit says, what does the wife have to work for the husband? She has to make mishkal chomesh loyim. She has to make weave something that weighs chomesh loyim. That's how much she has to do the work. So those two things are kites. We have the exact amount. That's the machloekis. What were the mesakin connected with? Were the mesakin the fact that the extra money he pays her for the extra money she makes? Or the mesakin knows the extra money connected her rica money that she makes? That's the machloekis told you. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that nun test on Aleph on top. Really, the last Gemara he had again was, again, that the Mishnah says, if the man is Makdish, the Moisa, Maisi Yodayim, it's Taka Hegdish. So the Shaila was, when was the Hegdish? So the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel said that the Moisa, the extra money that she makes, becomes Hegdish first when she dies. And Rav Adam Arava says, no, the Moisa, the extra money she makes, becomes Hegdish, Michayim. So he came out, the Maskana was, what we're talking about, was Leitzricha Lierlum B'mal L'mazoynis. We're talking about where the husband was supporting her. But V'yeinu Mal L'meya Kosef L'tzorcheho. He was not paying her the extra more kesef that he has to pay her each week. Now, Rav and Shmuel Sarah, they both hold Tiknu M'zoynis Tachas Ma'is Yodeho. When the husband feeds her, he gets back the Ma'is Yodeho. U'meya Kesef, that is a takona the husband has to give her, we'll see later one of the Mishnayis. An extra kosef every week, that's tacha moiser. That's for the extra that she makes. Therefore, the chivon de loy koyoyev lo more kesef, here our Mishnah is talking about where the husband is not paying her the extra more kesef each week. Therefore, the husband does not get the extra money that she makes more than she needs to live on. So therefore, moiser didohevi, the extra money that she makes belongs to herself. Therefore, when the husband goes to the maktashit, nothing doing, he can't be maktash something that belongs to her. Therefore, when is the hegdish chal? When she dies, then the halacha is the husband yashins whatever the wife owns. So even though up until then it belonged to her, but when she dies, all the property goes over to the husband. And the Mishnah Gordon to Ramei holds you could be maktash adobah shlo b'li yerlam. So the husband makes the hegdish now to be chal first later when she dies. That's the way Rav and Shmuel holds. But Rav Adam Arava Sova know that Tiknu Mizoinois Tachas Moiser, that the fact the husband supports his wife, for that he has the right to receive the Moiser. The money, the paycheck that she gets, the extra money, the more that she makes than she needs to live on, the extra money goes back to the husband because he feeds her. Or more Kesef, that the takana, the husband has to pay her an extra kosef each week, that's tachas mais yadir. That's for the actual first money that she makes, for the money that she needs to live on. If the husband feeds her, gives her this extra kosef, he gets it. And here we're talking about where the husband did not give her the more kesef, but he gave her the mezainus. Now, v'chiv on the koyoyu lo mezoini, since we're talking about the case where he paid the mezoinos, we're talking about now, that the husband is giving her the mezoinos, mela moisa de dehevi, the extra money that she makes belongs to the husband. Therefore, they hold, Rav and Shmuel hold, that the hegdish is chal mech, Rav Adam and Rav hold, the hegdish is chal mechayim, the hegdish is chal as soon as she makes the money, because the extra money belongs to the husband. Therefore, the husband has a right to be makdishit. The Gemara says now, but my kemiflagi, what's the machlokes then, Rav and Shmuel and Rav Adam and Rav? If again, there are four things involved here. The husband has to support her, and the husband also has to give her an extra more kesef each week. Now, the husband gets back from his wife, her maisi odeho, means the first paycheck that she makes, even the money she needs to eat with, and then also, if she makes extra money, also goes back to the husband. So the machlokes says, what was tachas what? Was the mezoinus the fact the husband feeds her, and that he gets back her maisi odeho? Or no, for the fact he feeds her, he gets the extra money that she makes. So what's the svaras talin? Ma sova midi de shriach, mi midi de shriach. The meitakon is something that happens very often, for something that happens very often. So Rashi says, mizoy nishchichi. After the husband feeds his wife, that happens very often. It's also very shchiach for a wife to make money. Therefore, Rav and Shmuel holds that when you pay your wife, when you feed your wife, takazeh, the rabbanon masakin, that you get back the mais yodeho. Umasova, Rav Adam Arava holds, no, midi dekayitz, the midi dekayitz. The maisi yodeh, what she has to work for you, we'll see the next mission is clearly exactly how much she has to work for you. So since that's a kite that has an exact measurement, so we're masaking that kineged the exact measurement that the husband has to give her an extra kosef. So that's for machlokes. When our mission is talking about where the husband is giving her mezoinus, but not paying her the extra more kesef, the exact amount. So does he get back from his wife the moisture that she makes or not? That's the machlokes. What were the masakin kineged what? Neisven, this is the other kasha. Says we learned before, tiknu mezoinos tachas maisi yodeho. Says clearly that when the husband supports his wife, gives her mezoinos, he gets back her maisi yodeho. So her tzorah yiklo to Rav and Shmuel, that when the husband feeds her, he only gets her maisi yodeho. So the kasha of Adam Arava. So Gemara says, aim, he'll have to change it around and say, tachas moiser. No, that when the husband feeds his wife, he gets back from her the moiser, the extra money that she makes. Prenachnami. Moiser maisi yodeho. The extra money that she makes. But that, the first paycheck that she gets, the reason why the husband gets it is only because he pays her the more kesef. So may let's know kasha on Rav Adam Arava. Toshima, come and bring another proof. In Eina Noisen Lamor Kesef, so tomorrow later, that if the husband does not give her this extra dollar like more kesef each week, with Tzorcheh for her own Tzorchim, is Mais Yodeh or Shalor, the money that she makes, her first paycheck, belongs to her? So here you see clearly that the fact that the husband has to give her the extra more kesef, and back for that, and instead of that, he gets her Mais Yodeh, so it's a riot to Rav Adam Arava, not like Rav and Shmuel. That not the pshat that when the husband gives her mezoinos, for that he gets back her maisi yodeho. Here it says clearly, for the more kesef, he gets back her maisi yodeho. So Mar says, Aima, that wouldn't be a kash on him. He'll answer you, Enechanan, what it means to say is, Moiser maisi yodeho shalor. No, it doesn't mean that takas the more kesef, the husband gets back her main paycheck, but rather the husband gets back the moiser maisi yodeho. The bigger money, the more money that she makes, more than she needs to live on, the extra money that she makes, that goes back to the husband, because the husband gives her each week a more kesef, like we'll see later on. For the Gemara, no, it's not true. V'lo ketonia, this Mishnah itself was learned, that mahi oisoloi, we'll see the next Mishnah, what work does a wife have to do for a husband? Mahi oisoloi, what work does she have to do? Mishkal chomei sloyim, she has to make the weight of five sloyim, shesi. She has to weave, work with the wool, she has to weave. Shesi means going up the loom. When she puts the threads up and down the loom, she has to put in enough that weighs chomei sloyim. For Yehuda and Yehuda. That we'll soon see later. So Rashi says, Humay yoysa can aforish bosa mais yedeho. Humay yoysa. First the Mishnah says she has to work. And then it says, what's her work? Mechlaus after Kasha, Mechlaus Duration, the beginning of the Mishnah also was talking about Tamaisi Yodeho Ayri. for leiva meiser. Like, you can't answer with talking about her meiser meiser there, the extra work that she does, the extra paycheck. No, it's going on the Mishnah that's talking about the ikar work that she has to do. And what's the work that she has to do? Shesi says, kosher litvoisa yoisa minorif. Shesi means when you put in the loom, the wool going up and down, and that's harder to put in than the orif, the strings going across. So I call upon him, the Mishnah is talking about clearly her maisi adeo. And on this it says that the husband, that since the husband gives her mazainus, he gets back the maisi adeo. So how could you say it's going on the maisi adeo? Gemara says like this. Eimor, this is what the Mishnah means. Maisa yodeha kam hevi. How much work does the wife have to do for her husband? The leida, so once we establish that, now we're going to know maisa yodeha. Like if she does more work than that, we're going to know how much goes to herself. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, so the Mishnah really is talking about the maisa, the more that she works. But we have to start off to say, kamo, how much is the main work that she has to do for the husband? That's Mishka Chome Sloyim Shesiv Yehuda. She has to do the amount of wool, of weaving, of 5 Sloyim in Yehuda, which that was double the measurement of Golu, Shein Esa Sloyim Golu, which is the weight of 10 Sloyim in Golu. The one seller in Yehuda weighed twice as much as it did in Golu. So therefore, that's the work she has to do. But the Mishnah could be talking about that when the husband feeds her, he gets back the maisa there. Means if she does more work than that, the more work that she does, that money goes to the husband. Why? Because he feeds her. So again, from that Mishnah would not be a proof either to Rav Ada Bar Rava or to Rav and Shmuel. Where their machlokes is that the husband has to feed her, what does he get back instead of that? Does he get back the ikka maisa there, the first work that she has to do? Or does he get back because of that the extra work that she does? We have no proof. We have no proof to that shaila. Now, Omar Shmuel says you should know halacha k'Rav Yochanan sandal. We paskel and now Mishnah like Rav Yochanan sandal that says nothing is chal at all. Rav Yochanan sandal says now Mishnah that hamoiser, and when the husband is maktish, the extra money that she works for, Rav Meir says it's hegdish. And Rav Yochanan Sandal says, Chulin, the Hegdish is not Chal, since right now the husband does not own it, it doesn't belong to the husband, it belongs to her, therefore it's not Chal, the Hegdish is not Chal. That's what Rav Yochanan Sandal says, and it comes out, Shmuel, Paskins like Rav Yochanan Sandal. Fred Gemara, is this true? Or Miyom HaShmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel Paskins like Rav Yochanan Sandal? The Yotanan, we learned like this. Koinein Shein Yais Lepicha. If a wife makes like a neder, she makes an issa koinim, she says, whatever she does is like hegdish for her husband. That her husband can't have any enjoyment from whatever she does. What she cooks, what she makes, is like hegdish to her husband. That's what an isha says. Koinim, she's like making a hegdish with an issa neder to her husband. Shani yais lepicha, whatever I do, for your mouth like, you can't have any enjoyment from it. So the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah, ein etzarech lahofir. She knows the husband does not have to be mefer such an eder. He doesn't have to look at it. Because she has the right to make such an eder. Since when she's married to him, she's meshubid. She has a chiyuv to work for him. We'll see the next Mishnah, which mulachas, what type of work a wife has to do for her husband. So since she's mechuyi meshubid to work for her husband, she can't make this neder to put an issa that she can't work for him. So the neder is not chal, the husband does not have to even be mefer it. Rabbi Akiva Raymond, no, Yefer. Akiva says, yes, the husband does have to be made for it. The law is when the husband first hears the neder that his wife made, he has the right to say, like, muflachom, muflachom, means I'm annulling it, it's nothing. Why does he have to do it? Because Shema Tadav Olav Yosem in Aroilo. Maybe she'll do more work than she really has to do. So true, the first Achvesa supper she'll cook for you, that she's Meshubitu, that you'll be allowed to eat. But let's say she makes an extra cake. So she didn't have to do that. So she does more than she has to. Luchur on that, the nether would be chal. So therefore the husband has to be smart and be made for that nether. He shouldn't get himself into trouble, and the extra that she makes, he won't be able to enjoy then. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Yoyim Yefer. No, he has another reason why the husband should be made for this nether. You know why? Shema Yigoshenu. That maybe later they'll give her a get. Shema Yigoshenu is going to give her a get. Now, after he gives her a get, then she's not meshuvah, she doesn't have to work for husband anymore. So then her neder is chal. And when a neder is chal later, it's chal li'olam. If the husband's going to want to marry her back again, later he can't be made for the neder anymore. So he'll be also like to marry her back again. So therefore, the husband should be smart right now and be made for the neder right now. Now, v'yomer Shmuel, Shmuel said, halacha k'Reb Yechonah ben Uri. Now that's the halacha. Halacha is like Reb Yechonah ben Uri. So the kasher is, why is the neder chal for what after she gets a get? L'chura, she made the neder right now. Right now she's still married. Right now she has to work for husband. So right now the neder is not chal. When is the neder first chal? After she receives a get. That's like a davar shlov b'li'olam. Right now when she's making the neder can't be chal. Right now she's married to husband, she has to work for him. She can't make the neder. Still Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says yes. That's cool, like you could make a neder for a dove, a shloi bo li'elam. Even though right now can't be chal, you can make a neder now that will be chal later when she receives the get. And Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. That's the kashakot Shmuel then paskin and now Mishnah. Like Rabbi Yechonah sandal, Rabbi Yechonah sandal says the hegdish is not chal here. And Rabbi Meir says no, the hegdish is chal. What does Rabbi Meir say the hegdish is chal? Because you can be makdish a dove, a shloi bo li'elam. True, right now when the Isha makes a Maita Moser, it belongs to her. But later when she dies, the husband is going to yashin that money. So therefore the neder, the hegdish that he made right now, Rameyah says, is chal later when he yashins his wife. Because we say, Adam Maktish Dovah Shlomo Li'olam. And if Yechon Asando, Pascha is not like that. You can't make a hegdish now for something you don't own right now. For money, you first yashin your wife when she dies. So Shmuel, how come Shmuel paskins now Mishnah, like Rabbi Yechonah sandal, that says you can't be makdish adava shlobo li'olam, and here Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, that says the husband has to be made for his wife's nether right now, even though right now her nether is not chal, but it's chal like later, like when she will receive the get later, then she'll be freed from her husband, she has no duty to do to him, then the nether would be chal. So you see, Shmuel Paskin, you couldn't make a neder shlobo li'olam. So why is it Paskin now Mishnah that the hegdish is not chal? So Marian says, Kiyama Shmuel Och Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. When did Shmuel Paskin over here that he should be made for the neder? I'll tell you lahadofa. Only, again, like Rabbi Kiva said, we're afraid Mabel shall make extra money. Or she'll bake extra. So the extra that she does, she's not Meshuba, she doesn't have to do it for her husband. On that, the neder is chal. Said the Gemara, so that's what Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri meant to say is Balei Malach Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Ladofa. Shmuel should have said clearly the Malach Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri only in the Geit Ladofa. Inami Rosh, he should have said better. Ain't a Malach Katana Kama. Just a Malach is not like Katana Kama. That says Bechlal he doesn't have to be made for. Inami even better. Shmuel should have said Halach Rabbi Kiva. Shmuel should have said clearly Halach is Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva was the one that said the reason why the husband should be made for his nether was we have to be afraid maybe she'll make more than she has to make for her husband. And the more that she makes, she's not Meshuba to do, so on that the nether should be chal. So you can't say Shmuel only holds the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, negei lahadofa for the extra that she makes, because Shmuel should have said better. Since Shmuel says Aloch Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, mashmul lagamri. That means even though she doesn't make anything extra, for the ikka money that she makes, whatever she makes, the husband still should be made for it right now. You know why? Because later when she gets a get, then her neder will be chal, and then if the husband wants to remarry her, he can't remarry her. Because you can't marry a lady that you can't have any enjoyment from. So again, the kasha is on Shmuel. How come Yer Shmuel passes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and in our Mishnah he passes Rabbi Yochanan sandal, that the opposite for us? So Mar says like this, Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef answers like this, that really Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan sandal in our Mishnah, that Ein Odom Maktish Dovah Shlobel Yerlam. You can't make something Hegdish now if you don't own it now. Even though later when your wife dies, you'll Yashin and then you'll own it. But since right now when you're making a Hegdish, you don't own it, it's not Chal. That's Shmuel's Ikka Svara. Aye, so why does Shmuel pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri here to say that the husband should be made for his wife's nether right now when she says that whatever I make and bake, like my husband can and have enjoyment from it, right now she's Meshuba, the nether shouldn't be chal. So Rabbi Yosef says, I'll tell you, Kainomus Kamrit, you're asking a question about the Isser of a Kainain, which is like a nether. Kainomus means it's like an Isser Hegdish of a nether. That Shani Kainomus is different. that mitoich shaodim oiser teiris chaveru yolov kernomis is like a neder. The aside of nedarim is always called an isra chefza. A neder of the pshat is I could put an isra upon this chair that is also to me. I'm not allowed to sit on the chair. You know why? Because I made the chair also to me. I can make my chair also to you. That's hilchos nedarim. That's what a kernom is. So we're saying shani kernomis is different. I could go and say somebody else's fruits, even though it doesn't belong to me, I'm putting the yisr neder on those fruits that I'm not allowed to eat it. So you see, you can make a neder on something that doesn't belong to you. Is therefore, it says in Svara, Odo Matnish Dovash Nobel Yerlim. Here also, that's why she could put an yisr, like she could be Matnish, whatever she's going to make, even for after she gets a get, the neder should be chal for later. That's why Konomis is different. That's why here Shmuel Paskins, the husband should be made for her neder. Because her neder, since she could ask her somebody else's fruits on herself, she could also ask her, like her peris on her husband, even for later after she gets a get. Abaya said back, what does one have to do with the other? Bishlaim, it's very well I understand. It's very good that you could go to somebody else's watermelon and say, you should know, your watermelon is offered to me. It's like kainim, it's like hegdish to me. You could do that. Why? The same way I could ask for my watermelon upon you, I can ask for your watermelon on me. And the svar is because it's negay to you, and you're in your power. Like, you want to ask for his watermelon. But who is it negay to? That you can't eat it. You're in your ashus. You like own yourself. You could put an isra on somebody else's chayfetz, because it's negay to you. The same way you could put an isra on your chayfetz, which would be negay to somebody else, because it belongs to you, the chayfetz. So either one of the two things is enough. Either you're putting the isra upon yourself, like you're a baal on yourself, or else you're putting the isra on your fruits, negay to somebody else. But, Yaseh Dovah Shloi Bel Yolam Achaveroi, is it possible to say you could put an isra neder on something that's not in the world yet? You know why a story can't do that? I can't go to somebody else's fruits and say, I want his fruits to be also with a neder that the owner can eat it. Like, you have no right on that. You can't take somebody else's fruits and put an issa neder on that person's fruits that somebody else can eat it. You're not a bailim. It's not your fruit, and you're not putting the issa upon you, so it has nothing to do with you. You can't pick on somebody else and ask for his fruits on somebody else. You have no power? So I say the same thing on a dovish lord b'liel when I care this isha. Right now she's meshubit, she has to bake and cook for her husband. So right now she has no right to make the neder. Not on the chayfetz, not on the husband. So if so, why is the neder chal now for later? When she gets a get, right now it's not chal at all? So again, it's a kasha, the dorm should also not be chal now. Tell om rafuna bread of Yeshua. But you know what we're talking about over here? But you're meris, yekatshu, yodai liyasayim. She didn't just say she wants to make whatever she makes also to husband, but she says, my hands should like become hegdish for whatever comes out of it, my husband can't have enjoyment from it. Now here, the Yadayim is Nabiyelam. Her hands are here on the world. So since her hands are here, therefore her nether could be chal now for when she gets a get. For the Gemara v'chikoma, how hochi, even if she says like this, mi mikdisho, is it chal the hegdish? Could she do such a thing? Her mishabdalei, but she's still mishubit. Her hands also have to work for her husband. When you get married, the lady has to work for her husband. She has a shibud with her hands. She has to bake and cook for him. So how could she make a neder now to say that whatever her hands make, like her hands become hegdish, her husband can't enjoy what comes out of her hands? She can't do that. She's mishubit, means she has the chiyah, she has an obligation, she has to work for her husband. Now the Gemara, the Yom Melechi Megarsha. So she speaks out right now that I want my hands, I want this neder to be chal really for when I first get a get. When I get a get, then she's not meshubit, she doesn't have to work for her husband. That's when she wants the neder to be chal. So for the Gemara, miyik immediate, lechur the kashu, there's still a davar shlo b'li yerlam. Or miyik immediate, is there anything? Tiyilu hash to lekodesh. Right now, when she makes this neder, it can't be chal right now. Because right now, it's like she doesn't own her own hand. Because the hand has to work for her husband, and she wants to put the yisr upon her husband, it's not her. So she can't, like, ask for somebody else's fruits on somebody else. On the kaimi kaddish, and later she'd be chal, like that can't be. That's the yisr of ein odem makdish, dovel shlo b'li yerlam. When you make a Meiser Kinyan, a Meiser, it has to be able to take effect right now. If when you do it right now, it can't take effect, it's bottle, it's nothing. So again, it's a kasha and Shmuel. How come Shmuel says here the neder is chal, and our Mishnah passes like a Yechon Sandal, it's not chal? So Amar Reb Loi, like why not? Someone will tell to his friend, listen, I own the field right now. Shani Mechlecho, I'm going to sell it to you. And you should know, a month later I'm going to buy it back from you. Tiktish, I want it to be Hegdish a month from now when I buy it back from you. You go out with your friend again. Right now you own this karka. And you tell your friend, you should know, true, I'm going to sell it to you tomorrow. But you should know, next month when I buy it back from you, I want it to be Hegdish. Nilay Kotcha, is this Chal the Hegdish? The Hegdish is Chal later. So why is the Chal later, I in between when you're selling it, it doesn't belong to you? So Mar says, no, Maskelor of Rav Yirmiyah. Me dummy, does one have to do with the other? I'll tell you there's a big difference. Hossam over there, biyada lagdishoy. Right now, when you're talking to your friend, the field still belongs to you. It's my field. So if I wanted to, I could have said right now, this field is Hegdish. That's what I could have said. Instead of saying that, I'm saying that I'm going to sell it to you today, but tomorrow, next month, when I buy it back, then I'll make it Hegdish. That's good. Because right now, before you sold it, you could have been Hegdish it right now. So that's called this biyada. You have the power in your hand to make the Hegdish now. Ahoch over here, this Isha, ain't biyada lagarish asatzma. She can't give a get to herself. A get, the husband has to give it. She can't even force him. I mean, the husband has to give it merotzon. So she can't force to get a get. So therefore, right now, she can't make another chal. So why is the chal for later? Holodomi, there's no one dislike. There's like a case. If you tell your friend, you go over to your friend that you sold him your field last week. And after you sold it to him, a week later you go and tell him, you should know, that I have plans of buying it back from you next month. And you should know, I'm telling you right now that when I buy it back next month, tigdush, I want it to be Hegdish. The din is, the loy kitcha, in such a case, it's not chal the Hegdish. Because right now it's not your field. You already sold the field to your friend. It's not yours right now. Whose is it? Your friend's. So how could you make it Hegdish now? It's not yours. Maskalor Papa. Papa says that kasha no. Midami. That's not a good case. Hosam atalya guf uperes biyoda delakech. When the person sold his field last week, when you sell your field, you sold everything. You sold the goof of the field and the peris, the produce that comes out of the field, is completely out of your possession. You sold it already. So now a week later you come to that guy and say, Shno, when I buy it back, I'm going to be marked the shit. Avada there, it's not chal. You have nothing to do with that field right now. Hocha, but over here, the Isha, goofa biyodihu. Her hands is her hands. She owns her hands, it's her body. What's the din? That like the peris. She's meshubid, the work that comes out of her hands, she has to do for her husband. That's only called the peris. For the marhola dharma, this should only be like, Ella, in a case like this, if you go to your friend and tell your friend,